Thank you so much for coming. Is this working? My name is Iris Reyes. I do want to say that this is a collaborative effort among different institutions. Unfortunately, my colleagues couldn't make it, and I'm the only one, so I hope I'm going to be doing them justice by presenting this. I'm with the National Farm Medicine Center. I'm a project coordinator, and I don't code, I don't develop apps, but I work with developers and coders, and so I just tell them what I want it to look like. I am also working with Farm and Ranch Safety and Health Association in Canada, as well as our safety engineers, including Aaron Yoder at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. So my title of my presentation is a methodology to evaluate ag health and safety mobile apps. I don't have any relationships to disclose. So what is this all about? Our objective to develop this tool to evaluate health and safety mobile apps is really because there is an increasing need. You would be surprised, but there are actually apps out there for ag health and safety. Farmers do use smartphones. Farm workers use smartphones. Farm workers who may not be literate, who are immigrant workers, still use smartphones. And so there is really an increasing need for us as health and safety professionals to provide them recommendations and tools which apps to use to help them improve their health and safety. And so really we're looking at many, many apps out there. And there's been little guidance on the design and the use of these apps, particularly in my field, farm health and safety field. So we thought, okay, well, why don't we formalize some kind of evaluation tool so that we can look at these apps and rate them, and be able to provide good judgment and recommendations on which apps that our farm workers and farmers can use effectively. So why do we want to do this? Ultimately, we really want to improve the health and safety of our users, end users, farmers and farm workers. And hopefully we'd like this evaluation tool to guide the future design and selection of applications to benefit our communities, in my case, farming communities. Okay, so what are our methods? We conducted literature reviews. We looked at evaluation tools already existing for mobile app development, mobile app design, rubrics, all kinds of evaluation models. We developed our own framework. We ended up creating a rubric and a calculator, and we tested that among different safety and health professionals. So what have we come up with? We have come up with three major criteria: relevance, function, and value and privacy. And these are just major themes. And then within these themes are categories. So for example, relevance, we're looking, what we mean by relevance, we're looking at the content and how it advances the ag health and safety field. And then on the right side column and the table is a description. And I don't think I'd want to go through that. And I know it's very text heavy, but I just want you to focus on what criteria we've come up with and the categories within those criteria. So for function, we're looking at technical performance, the usability, and how information is delivered by these apps. And last but not the least, value and privacy. We're looking at cost of these apps, how advertisement works within these apps, privacy disclosures, and confidentiality. So that's a description of our categories and our criteria. This is a rubric. This is a way for safety and health professionals to test the app and then rate them from 1 through 4, 1 being a poor rating and 4 being an excellent rating. And I'm not going to go over this, but just want you to see that there's a rating scale for each category and each criteria. And then finally, we've provided them with a calculator. This calculator computes the scores and create a 5-point scale rating, sort of like 4 stars, 5 stars. Okay, so how is our test created. Well, we actually tried to recruit a lot of safety and health professionals through social media, through listservs. Unfortunately, we didn't get a lot of response. We only got 13 testers, but that's okay. We could still work on this. Demographics of our testers were pretty diverse, but still confined within the health and safety field. And so when when it says varied health and safety occupations, what we mean by that is some of them are students, some of them are researchers, some of them are educators, some of them in government, nonprofit, private. All of our testers are familiar with how to use mobile apps. They all have smartphones and tablets. We gave them the choice of testing our rubric and our framework on Android or iOS apps, and they could have used smartphones and tablets, although most of them ended up using smartphones. So these safety and health professionals, we had asked them to download an app, and we decided to for them to download a NIOSH ladder safety app, which is available online for free. And then we asked them to download an app of their choice that is within the health and safety realm. And then we asked them to test the apps, play around with them, and provide us feedback using the rubric and the calculator that they've used to rate these apps. And so these are feedback based on how well the rubrics and the calculators worked on evaluating these apps. So most of them thought that the rubric and the clarity and the logic of the rubric were clear and very logical, and that there was enough information in the rubric for them to understand what the criteria and the categories mean. And the majority of them felt that the rubric and the calculator were effective in evaluating mobile apps. There were some findings that we found that we weren't expecting. For one, we found that the review of apps vary depending on platform, language, and device type. So there are apps there that have an English version and a Spanish version. So the English version may be rated highly, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the Spanish version has the same kind of functionality as the English version. There's some things to look into. An app and an Android version, it can have different functionality in the iOS version. So just because it's rated 5 stars in Android doesn't mean it would be rated 5 stars in iOS. Overall, what we found that the safety and health professionals, although they're experts in their field, they really had no adequate knowledge on data privacy and confidentiality. So these are just comments that they made based on the privacy and confidentiality categories. So one of them said that she had no idea how much this app might access information, and this might be confusing, but what she meant was, I have no idea how much information the app might access. So she had no idea what it accessed besides its primary function. And another tester said that I'm not concerned with saving, exporting, or sharing data because that's not their function. So we all know that just because, you know, let's say a weather app, just because its function is to locate you and provide you with the temperature, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not saving and tracking your data and sharing it with third parties. And then lastly, there was a comment about privacy disclosures and confidentiality, that there should be a field for not applicable because they couldn't find this information. And so I thought that was really interesting, because just because you can find the privacy disclosure terms doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I think we're coming away with this, that there is a need for apps to be more transparent in their privacy and confidentiality terms, and that we need to educate the general public, even health safety professionals, on what these means. And also for the farmers and farm workers, that they really should understand that if they use this app, what are they providing to these developers? So this rubric and the calculator are available online, and I would love for you guys to go to our website, marshallclinic.org/NFMC, and test it out for yourselves. It may be I understand it could be applicable to other fields, not just ag, health, and safety. The rubric it's fairly universal, and just change, instead of saying advances ag health and safety, you can just change it to advances whatever your field is. So I would love to hear some feedback and some comments, and you can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @farmmedicine. For updates about this project and others. I do want to thank National Children's Center for Rural and Ag Health and Safety for providing funding for this project. So thank you very much.
All right. There we go. Hold on. All right, so we're going to share the microphone. And since I have a large voice, I'll project and I'll let Iris have the microphone. So we'll start off with some questions for her in this space. I wrote some down, but I want to ask the crowd first in terms of any initial thoughts or questions or things you would further discuss. Anything out there? Yes, sir.
Sorry, I might have missed it. What kind of apps were you testing exactly?
We had them test the NIOSH Ladder Safety app. It's free. Android and iOS. Have it, yes. And then we also ask them to choose an app of their, of, you know, whatever app they want that's health and safety related.
Did
anybody do the heat stress app? Yes, the OSHA heat stress app. Yeah, actually, that's the one where the English version is not equivalent to the Spanish version.
Pardon?
Actually, that's the app that we found that it's the English version is not equivalent to the Spanish version.
So what she's saying is that that heat app, the English version has a set of functionality that when you translate it to Spanish, the functionality is somewhat different in the Spanish version. How many apps were evaluated, Iris?
I would say maybe about 7 or 8.
7 or 8 apps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these are just free downloadable apps that are off the Android store
or Apple. Yeah.
Or Apple store. Yes, sir.
Can you say a little bit more about the test apps, the people that evaluated the apps? I didn't quite get a good sense of who these individuals were.
Describe your testers.
Sure. Yeah, so they were all safety and health professionals. So we had professors, researchers. We also had students. Usually in the industrial hygiene program or occupational health and safety program, we had extension educators. So these are extension agents that usually help farmers and farm workers with issues on their farm.
Okay, so there were no farmers or farm worker populations included in this?
No, because the point of this app really is to help developers guide themselves in creating apps for the farming community, and also help safety and health professionals in providing recommendations to the farming community. So safety and health professionals and developers would use this, create apps, critique apps, and then those really effective apps, they can then provide recommend to farmers and farm workers. But this is just a way, you know, because there's so many apps out there. How do you know which one's good and which one's not? What does it mean to be a 5-star, to be rated 5 stars versus 3 stars? So we just thought we'd formalize it and create a rubric.
Is there a next generation of this work you guys are planning to do? Another iteration of it?
Yeah, as we get more testers, I mean, we can refine the rubric definitely.
Okay. What are the? Yes, please go right ahead.
So the National Farm Medicine Center, where I work,
Did you actually include farmers in the rubric creation process?
No, the rubric creation process is based on a literature review where we looked at existing evaluation tools, mobile app design recommendations, rubrics already that exist, not necessarily for app evaluations. Sure.
Other questions?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's a bit of an eye chart, but take your time. And
I know.
Look on through there. You can read it. You got 2020. So
And it's available online too, so if you go to our website, you can check out the calculator and the rubric and use it for yourself.
Now, the one obvious question I'm going to ask, and I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, not at all.
But if you don't have farmers or farm workers involved in the testing, how do you anticipate the findings to be applicable to them?
I want to say that this might be too much for them to see, but we constantly communicate with farmers and farm workers.
Okay.
Yeah, and so when they ask us, you know, what app do you think would help me figure out the weather next week so I can harvest my grain? We thought that these categories, the value, function, and relevance, and the criteria, those are the ones that can help us answer that question for them.
So the farmers are coming to your group,
yes,
as a knowledge source, mm-hmm, on helping them make decisions.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Or safety and health professionals in general, not just my group.
Okay. And so you guys are doing the legwork on your own to some degree,
yes,
so you can be an informed representative to them.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Questions? If there are other questions, we'll let Iris have her seat back. Thank you, Iris.
Thank you so much.